We are holding on Lamed Beis on Beis, beginning of the fourth parak. Hamafresh makes that Shumas and Maestres. So someone goes ahead and is Mafresh, part of what he's supposed to be Mafresh. So a person has, for example, 100 saw, and he's supposed to be Mafresh 1 out of 50, so he's supposed to be Mafresh 2 saw. And instead of being Mafresh both saw at the same time, he's Mafresh 1 saw. So it's Mitzas, he took Mitzas. So now, think about this problem before you read what the Mishnah says. I took one, so am I going to say, well, half of it now is Mesuknan and the other half is Tevel? If I want to take the other one out, so which half am I going to take it from? I don't know which half has been Mesuknan. So the Mishnah tells me, Moitzi Mimenu Truma Olav. That, you don't have to worry about that. You can take the other saw, and it doesn't matter where you take it from. The whole thing is tevel until you finish taking all that you have to take, because it's the way
does
people
it matter
are.
How much time is separated?
Yeah,
make any difference?
That day could be.
Yeah, it could be a day.
What day do you want?
Omid Beis, Omid Beis, new parak.
32 B3.
New parak. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi.
So for those who just joined, if you mafresh a part of the truma from the piles that you have, so you can, we might see the other part from the tevel, and none of it has been masukin, because it's as if you made a condition that none of it should be masukin until you take the whole amount. But there's an exception of a lo lamaka macher, but you cannot take. In other words, even though we're looking at the whole amount of tefuah that's in front of you as if it's tevel, but you can't take some of that now and say, well, I'll take this tevel out of that pile and I'll use it to make it truma on another pile. You can't do that. The condition that we're talking about only works for the pile itself. I'm always going to talk about why is that way. But this is basically the rule of the Mishnah. The rule of the Mishnah is that this condition, that we consider it as if you made a condition that nothing should be chal until after you take the full amount that's required, or that you're accustomed, we'll put it this way, required is, of course, depends what kind of person you are. But if you normally take, for example, a mina benin is of 1/50th, so until you take both saw from a group of 100 saw, is none of it is chal. So the whole thing is tevel until you take the two saw, then everything becomes masukah.
Does that mean that I would potentially need multiple brachos based on the...
No. I don't think you get multiple brachos here, no.
Even if it's once today and once tomorrow, 2 days later?
I mean, you're asking a question about in terms of hefsek or brachos. You mean... I don't know what the answer to that is. That's a technical question. I have no idea. I mean, you're right. If sleeping is considered a hefsek, maybe you would have to make another bracha. I don't know.
Is it any different than just conceptually? If I had half of tzayis, I made a bracha before half of tzayis, and then a day later I had another half of tzayis, I'd have to make another bracha as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's no comparison.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
one's Berachas HaMitzvah and one's Berachas Nenin. They don't necessarily have to do with each other. But I don't know the answer to that question. We'll have to mine into it. That's a good question. I don't know. Reb Meir Aymer, Af Maitzi Hum Malka Macher, Shumas HaMaitzvah. Now, Reb Meir argues on the Tanakhama. He holds no. If you're considering it like Tevel, then it's Tevel. And that's all there is to it. What are you making... all kinds of conditions. It's only tevel lagavi this pile, but lagavi other piles, it's not tevel. Well, what kind of business is that? There's no difference. Or mayor holds, it doesn't make a difference. You can use it even with malka machel. Next, one lami gimel amanal from mafresh mitzas truma umaisa. So masisin kishayefresh uvadati lahafresh. The Mishnah's case is where you took some of the trumas now, but his intention was to take the remainder later. That's when we say that the first separation has not yet taken effect. In the English, it says, if, however, he did not originally intend to separate the remainder and decided to do so only now, meaning later in the process. Second separation is not valid, for the first separation has already taken effect. The remainder of the pile now is the mua, right? Okay, so if you plant...
Did he take the full one out?
Yes.
The first one?
He took the tevel out, took out one. Again, in my example, you had 100 saw, yeah. Took out one saw, that's enough. Now, if you had in mind you're going to take another saw out of there at the time you were mafresh, then you have all systems go, you can take another saw out of there. But if you didn't have in mind, you had it in mind to take, I guess, you're going to short the coin on the amount. You know, instead of taking 150, if you're going to give him 1/100th, I don't know what your kavana was exactly. If it says here, if you did not have in mind to take out more, then you do not have the ability to change your mind. Sorry, I didn't say that. I didn't say that right. I'm sorry. Scratch that. That was wrong. Wrong. The Gemara. The point of the Gemara is that you have in mind to take 1/50th of this group. You're not shortchanging the coin. That was totally wrong. You have in mind to take 1/50th, but the question is, when are you going to do this hafrasha? So I take off one, and I don't have in mind to take any more. That's all I'm taking right now. I don't know. Maybe in Stewie's case, like, maybe he's going to do it another day. I don't know. But because if the shot of it is that I had in mind that it should be masaking the whole thing, then I wouldn't have a taruvus. The psak here is that we have a taruvus, we have a dimua, we have chulin and mesukonim together with tevel mixed together. So it must be that his kavana is not to fix the whole thing with the one saw, right? His kavana is to take one saw. That kavana is going to be masakin 50% of this of what I'm achuiv to take off. Later, I decide I'm going to take more. That's too late. You didn't have it.
Two mices.
It's two separate mices.
It's one mice still. He just had a little bit of delay in it. It's one mice.
It's right. Exactly. So in one case, it's just like. And I think you're right, Stuart. I think if you were going to delay it a day, unless there's cause for making such a long delay, I think you'd run into the problem.
He talked about in the second paragraph of number one.
What he talks about what?
This situation here.
This is comparable to a case in which one's produce is too plentiful for the owner to separate all the tithes in a single act. It goes without saying. He may tithe and tithe again until he reaches the requisite amount. We certainly don't say the tithing is complete and the remainder is partly chulin until he finishes the entire process. Right? Yeah. Okay. So that's what the first statement the Gemara makes. Now, Reb Shmuel B'Shem Reb Zeira says another statement. Matzisin b'stam, that the Mishnah is talking about, not you had in mind specifically you're going to take another hafrasha, but you're just taking it out without any knowledge. I'm taking, well, I take 1/50th, and then I'm going to take another 1/50th, right? I'm going to take one, and I'm going to take the other, but I don't have in mind.
Not
intent to do the mitzvah. I don't have in mind specifically that this is a condition, that this is conditional, that I only want this to be chal to later. That's right. So Amar Rabbanim Kumi Reb Yudon Ma'upoli. This statement of Reb Zeira isn't arguing on the previous statement that it's only if it's not to lahafresh. So he said, no, stam like Bisha Hefer should be not to lahafresh. He's just explaining that a stam das of a person is you. Normally, your stam das is you're going to take more. It's just a question of how you look at the das. Now, Mabe might seem menu all love, and might seem menu all welcome back. Another one is going to the fundamental question. In other words, we understand easily Reb Meir's position. Reb Meir says it's the rest of it is tevel until you finish taking it off. So Mali mi mokum zema only mokum acher. So the Gemara, b'shashu mitzim imenu alav, call tevel alav yada. When you take it on behalf of the pile that's here in front of me, then the whole tevel is in his hands. I mean, that whatever he brings out of his hands is tevel, because you had it in mind that this should all be part of one half Russia. But if you have in mind another place, then the pshat is, the way he's masmered, I think on the bottom, is that it's as if once you start thinking about other piles, then it's as if the original hafrasha came to an end and is not connected with the second hafrasha. That's where this is where he says.
Why is it tevel? I don't understand it.
Which part?
He's being mafresh from this pile, right?
When you be careful when you say this pile, what are you referring to? I have 50 and 50, right? We have 100 total saw in our examples. Let's follow our examples. So the 100 saw, you took out one saw, you left 99. So now, what are you going to do next?
He says,
so the Mishnah says, if you're going to take one more saw out of this pile, making it 98. And two on the side, you're good. But if you're going to take out one more, that is to say, the 98th one won't be for this pile, but it'll be for another pile, then all bets are off. That concludes the first hafrasha. And therefore, what's left is a taruvus of musukah and chulin with tevel. And therefore, you can't be moisim minim makom acher, because now you don't know what you're picking up. What you're picking up might have tevel in it, and might not have it. Might have a sukkah. So how are you going to be masakin and makom acher? You don't know what the shear is, right? That's what he's saying, and that's the Gemara's being masbir, that is somehow it ends it, right? Is that what he says over here? The initial tithing is an independent act which takes immediate effect upon the pile at the moment that it is performed. The pile is thus partially rectified, and now contains a mixture. That's what I just told you. Okay. So that's the Gemara's explanation. The Kasha. Now the Gemara is going to raise logical questions which make this difficult to comprehend. And it's going to throw out some questions, which there are various different ways of looking at these questions, but we'll try to do the best we can. Not the Lahitzim Menualov. Let's suppose you initially took out... If you took it out...
I'm not going to change the example.
Well, we're not changing it exactly, but see, this is the point where the translation is different than the way the Mefarshim write it. So, in other words, the question here is, are we talking about the second tithing? The English makes it sound like we're talking about the second tithing. So when you pick up the second tithing, okay, that means you're picking up saw number two, you had in mind that you're going to be misaking this pile. But then Nimlach, you change your mind. You decide, oh, you know what? I'm going to be misaking Mokum Acher, not this pile. So what's going to happen is it's not going to only change what you have in your hand. It's going to change the pile also.
Because of that,
the pile now, the nature of the pile would have been masukin completely beforehand. Now, because I changed my mind, now it's a mixture of tevel and chulin.
Right.
That's the first thing.
And what you have in your hand is also a mixture of
tevel. Probably, yeah. That's correct. So, not only Allah Hatsim Menu Allah of Kol HaTevel Abiyarah. Talking about what's in his hand. That's correct. That's number one. Number two. Let's suppose your original hagba of the saw was to take an al-makam acher. So what are we going to say? We say that you have a mixture. But now you change your mind. You know what? I won't be mitzi al-makam acher. I'll be mitzi it al-makam zeh only. So now it's going to change. Kol ha-tevel al-biyado. Now it's all tevel, and now it could all act as something which you could use completely for truma for this pile. So the Gemara finds this. In other words, until you're Kare Shem Truma, it's Tevel because
it's not complete.
It's not complete. The final Hafrasha that this is L'Shem Truma has not taken place.
But what had taken place already? You took out one and you call that Truma.
That one's done. We aren't discussing that.
But now what you have left is 50-50 almost.
Right.
No, we had the same thing when you took Meiser before, you took Truma before Bikurim. And were you over the Isser if you didn't take the Bikurim at the start and you continued again and lock it back? It's the same thing. Can you split the mitzvah? Are you breaking any of the phases? That's what you're saying. Can you do that?
Yeah, the Gemara feels that this is unreasonable to say that as a result of being nimlach, that it's going to change the nature of the whole thing that's in your hand. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says like the following: Piches. Let's suppose we're talking about the second hafrasha. Instead of picking out 1/50th, you ended up with a total which was less than that. Let's say it was 1/60th. Right? So you did less than what you normally do. So, kol ha-tevel al abiyoto. So everything that was in your hand is tevel because this is all bona fide hafrasha, right? Since the obligation has not yet been fulfilled, the initial tithing is deemed incomplete. So the second tithing, the pile is entirely tevel, so the tithes are valid. That l'chara, piches, L'picha is basically, here the Gemara just simply seems to be saying that if you ended up taking less than you normally do, it's still good. I'm not sure what else it's trying to tell me.
What does it mean still good? Is it truma or is it not truma, the first thing you did?
Why do you keep focusing on the first thing? The first thing, there's on all these cases, the first hafrasha is never a problem. Because that was L'Shem Truma, it was L'Shem this pile, it was less than the amount you needed for the entire pile.
So therefore this pile is not the Mu'ah?
That's the first statement of the Mishnah, Hamafresh Mitzas Trumos.
Yeah.
It's Moitzi Olav, the rest, for Mokam Zeh. That we're not worried about it being the Mu'ah, because it's as if you made a condition that it shouldn't be chal until you finish taking out all of it. So you have, it's like one big maisa hafrasha waiting in limbo until it's complete, and now it's complete, now it's chal, and everything will become chulin. And so as long as it's in this quasi state, then we call both tevel, right? That's tevel, and this is tevel. Till we've finished the full 1/50th, everything's tevel. Yeah? Then once you complete it, and this becomes truma, that becomes chulin.
And that's because we know he wanted to separate the 250th.
Right, he wanted to do more. Now here we're talking about where it's piches, where the second hafrasha was less than the 1/50th, meaning 1/50th of the remainder, right? Right, let's see. Yeah, he subtracted from the amount needed to rectify the pile. There's no question that it's only tevel that he brings up in his hand. That's no question. Now, hoisif, if, however, in the second thing he ended up being moisif, so he was only going to take 1/50th, he ended up taking it 1/25th or 1/40th, right? Much more than he normally wanted to take. So remember, the rule is you could be marba on truma, right? You don't have to take 1/50th. You could take more. So what's the rule? Mizel olabiyano? Do you say that he has both chulin and tevel? Because since his original hafrasha was originally intended to take what?
50th.
Take 1/50th. So maybe when he first took this in his hand, so the 1/50th part that would be that accomplished that already, and the other part won't be good.
It's going to be a mixture.
And you'll have a mixture, right? Since this part of the tithing goes beyond the usual amount, perhaps it's considered to have been rectified with the remainder of the pile in this chulin. This would mean the produce he removed in the second tithing was a mixture of chulin and tevel.
Right.
In which case, the tithes he now holds are partially a mixture of truma and chulin. In other words, you're going to end up in your hand with 1/50th, which is truma, and the other part, which is the excess, is going to be chulin. So you'll have a mixture of truma and chulin. Right? That's the question.
Is there a problem with that? Why can't you just give everything?
That's not. You're right. Absolutely. It would not be a problem in terms of being. But you'd have to give it to the kohen. That's all. Absolutely. Okay. Lama Gil, Lama Beis.
Is he doing this intentionally or accidentally?
No, these don't seem to be intentional. That's the impression I get is. I mean, does it say Befei Rashi?
I mean, at the top of Lamed Gimel, it says Af B'Toyotin. You made a mistake.
Yeah, let me just check one thing. No. Actually, Rosh Cirilo says, Shuv Rotsa Lo Hosef. Sounds like he wanted to do it. Could be he wanted to do it. Okay? Now, the on our base, it says he made a mistake. Af B'toya Kain. Hayasav Shul Chayim Shesham. But this is a different mistake altogether. Here, he thought he had 100 saw. But he made a mistake, so he was mafresh 2 saw from the group. Then he finds out, no, you didn't have 100 saw. You only had 50 saw. So he was mafresh 2 saw from 50 saw, which not was he thought he was being mafresh 2 saw from 100 saw. So that's the mistake. So it's not exactly the same. So he saw a shul chayv shesom. He thought he was chayv 2. Veno chayv alchazim only chayv 1. Can the extra saw he mistakenly removed be designated as truma on another pile, right? So what you're going to do is you have 2 saw now. One, you had a mind to make them both truma, but one you didn't really need for this pile. So now let me use this one saw of truma for another pile. That's the question. Or is it considered that you have chulin because the one saw fixed all the 50 saw that was in front of you, including what you had in your hand? And Mamela, you have chul in your hand. You can't use it for anything else. Rav Imi b'shem Rav Shem ben Lakish, Aisa ha'sah shum rafish, Aisa truma makam acher. So Rav Lakish seems to say that you could make it truma makam acher, that it's okay, right? The extra saw is not regarded as rectified chulin, rather it is tevel, and can be designated as truma on another pile.
So, what did he say when he had those, took 2 now?
The original hafrasha, he...
Not the second hafrasha.
No, this is one hafrasha. In this case of Toah, he has one hafrasha. He took off 2. Yes, that's the case. He took 2, but he only needed 1. That's the case. He only has one hafrasha here. Thought that he was liable to 2 saw, but he is in fact liable to only 1 saw.
He took one.
No, that's not the case. This case is it's only one hafrasha. Okay?
He says, and so too where one erred in the second tithing, which means that he already took one tithing.
Oh, that's a mistake. That's not correct. I don't think that's correct. Just one second. Let me see. Let's take the Marav fold in the Hebrew. When Shechayev saw the hell. He says, Kagon Shechayev saw. Look at the top line of Marafolda. Kagon Shechayev saw. The hell are they sawing? Achas tevol l'biyodah, v'hasa ha'shenis, gam chulun al sa'im yodah. Oysa sa ha'shenis, yachal ha'sa tshumul, mach mecher. He only has one hafrasha. Let me see if somebody else says something. Let me see if there's something there. Let me look at Rashi Cirilo.
The Marafolda talking about when he had already taken off one.
No, doesn't say that. It's Marsh Cirilo, top line. Chaynim taught, do haya sovr, do haya lo lahafrish truma, ham b'chiyavas lo lahafrish truma, min oysa kri shtey son, the tarmon, the igloi milsa de nachay v'la achas. Again, only one. Marsh Cirilo says the same thing.
So why would Marafona say he's only chayiv one?
Because he is only chayiv one. He's only chayiv one saw. Right? He was mafrish 2. Right? I mean, that's what it looks like here. Yeah. Again, and Pei Moshe says the same thing. Hechi dainin lahaidino. Hare ma shehifrish lahasa yisera, but tosu shehifrish. Umikim and shekain, and kan truma gemura, elasa achas. V'lo yadin, and ezi hi ha truma yasin shesoim, ve ezi hi ha yisofa betos. Hechi lo yavit. Right? What do you do in that case? Which one is going to be the sof for the truma of this pile, and which one not? So, okay, so that seems to be the question. So Rav Imi says, B'shem Rav Shlokish, that it is, there's no problem. You can use that extra saw. Okay, so that means the extra portion was tevel. All right?
So is the pile that he took it from truma taken out of it?
What? What's the question? So the saw, right? The saw that he took for the 50 is certainly good enough, right?
He took two.
So the saw, the one saw, which was his absolute chiyuv, that was certainly good enough for the 50 that he started with, which right. Was his chiyuv. That's masuka, no problem.
Why is there a partially tied pile in the wood?
The owner assumed.
Are we talking
a case? Oh, okay. In one, he's actually going with his reading. He's making a mistake here. He's making it much more complicated. He's continuing with. I'm sorry, Tzvi. He's continuing on here with the same approach that this is a case where you had two hafrashas, like you said. And in this in the top of the English and in the footnote, he's going okay. Let's move on. Hasninon avalo makom acher. The Gemara says, but the Mishnah says you can't take on makom acher. So how come over here he's allowing it to be used with makom acher? In other words, if you couldn't take it where you knew it was from this pile, so surely if you didn't know that it was from this pile, surely it should not be good. So tifto b'mar b'betruma. So you have to say the Mishnah is talking about a case where you add it to the requirement of the truma. In the English again, he's going with this marba. So in the first tithing, he separated the entire truma requirement. He now separates a further portion of truma from the pile. Since the entire second tithing is unnecessary, it's valid only if intended for the same pile, but not if intended for a different pile. In other words, he's learning the Mishnah when it says, is talking about on this pile. But you had originally taken enough for the first pile already. But in his case, that was not the case. Okay? So the Gemara has a basic question on this. That makes sense by Truma, which you could have a Reboy on. But if you're talking about Maestros, Maestros has to be exact. And the Mishnah has both Truma and Maestros. So what are you going to say there? Didn't he have Maestros in our Mishnah? Of course he did. So it can't be that he's talking about what he's adding. So the Gemara says, "El time of the Rav Shimon Lakish, he came into Amar called Hatevel Olaviyado, my bein Moitzim Imenu Olav. What's the difference between this and Moitzim and Olav? My bein Moitzim Imenu Amakam Acher. What is the difference? All right. So his reasoning is like this, which is very similar to the reasoning that we said before about Remeir, almost exactly like Remeir. Since the Mishnah says." What's the difference between being moitzi on this pile and being moitzi on another pile, which is exactly what Remeir's svara was? So why can't he be mafreshim on makom acher? So and this is really in the middle. What we'll do is tomorrow we'll go over this last piece a little bit, a little clearer, and we'll see how the Gemara continues in tomorrow's daf. Okay, 33. I have to say, let me just shut the.